So I'm riding a bicycle along Edgewater Drive right now, and to my left is Lake Adair. Now, I will tell you, there was a part of me that was pretty hesitant to want to ride a bike to work this morning for this story. But as I'm riding through this moment here, this lake is just absolutely stunning, absolutely gorgeous. I'm at the intersection of Edgewater and Princeton. I was in a bike lane, but at this intersection here, the bike lane ends. So technically what I'm about to do right now is illegal. There's a sign ahead of me that says bikes may use full lane, and that is true, but I'm not comfortable with that. So what I will be doing instead is popping up on the sidewalk. Now in the city of Orlando, that is illegal. Neighboring Winter Park, bikes are allowed to use the sidewalk. Riding a bicycle to Frank's work was one thing. Frank knows the way, he knows the streets, he knows the intersections. On my way back to his house to drop off the bike that I borrowed, however, that is a slightly different scenario. I actually am relying on Google Maps to get me there, which has me going along Edgewater Drive for the bulk of the trip, which, as you can imagine, is a much less pleasant bike trip than the residential roads that we took for the bulk of the trip to Frank's work. Now I have an interesting situation coming up ahead. There's a woman getting into a Nissan SUV, which, as you can imagine, is right in the bike lane. Now there's no cars to my left. The roadway happened to be cleared. I could easily pull off to the side. But I could see where that kind of scenario, if it happened a little bit faster on the fly, could be a serious problem. So I'm now back at Frank's home in College Park. I'm a little tired, but that's probably me being out of shape. Well, it's not probably me being out of shape, it's me being out of shape. I don't think it's really the ride's fault. Hygiene-wise, I don't feel incredibly sweaty, which is something I would have expected. Also, I'm a little sore in places the FCC won't let me talk about on the radio, but I imagine that's another thing that would change if this was my normal routine. So, overall, it was actually a very enjoyable experience. I was able to make the ride as a novice without Frank's guidance in 25 minutes from his work garage to parking his bike behind his house. So there's definitely a sense that this would be a very feasible commute if this were my daily commute. I think this would be very doable. But as Frank pointed out, Frank bought his house with the intention of being able to commute to work, which is not a luxury that everyone will have necessarily. But, and with that, I'm going to call it a day.